I never knew you could treat depression symptoms from your phone, but with this prescription app called Rejoin, it's possible. It's for adults aged 22 and up with major depressive disorder who want to add to their antidepressant medication. And get this, it's the first and only prescription app authorized by the FDA to treat depression symptoms. Rejoin does not replace your current medication. Be sure to use as directed by your healthcare provider, and if your depression symptoms worsen, seek help immediately. Get started today by talking to your healthcare provider or visiting meetrejoin.com. That's meet, rejoyn.com. Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the At Lexi podcast. And this show has its first ever co-host. His name is Spoon, and he's the new puppy that I adopted. And he's sitting in my lap right now. And I cannot believe that I'm sitting here saying that I am now a dog mom. I fully did not expect this. I don't know if you're a fan of the show and you've been listening to recent episodes. You may have known that I wanted to foster a dog in hopes to give myself a little bit of purpose, a reason to get up in the morning, to prevent the downfall of the inevitable winter blues, seasonal depression, daylight savings funk. I really believed that I could compartmentalize. I truly, truly did. I thought I can hang out with this pup, give him a good couple weeks, and make his life better for the next owner that gets to have him permanently. I am a softie, I guess. I couldn't do it. I could not give him back. I was weeping on the kitchen floor at the thought of having to give him up. This dog is mine. I already think it's a mistake when you're fostering a dog to rename them. I held off for about a week giving this puppy another name. What was his name? Trusty. That was the name that the foundation had given him. And I was calling him something different every day just to prevent myself from getting attached. Yep, when I learned his personality and realized that he's just a little cuddle bug that wants to spoon, I thought, all right, you've chosen your name. And I love you so much. Spoon, I love you. I could not have predicted this. It's so funny how you can want something. I have wanted a pet. I have had pet fever for a minute now. This is not new. I've been interested in getting a cat or a dog. I've thought about getting a bunny. These ideas have been floating around my head. I truly, truly, truly mean it from the bottom of my heart. When I signed up to foster this guy, I did not think I was keeping him. Ask my friends. They were like, oh, no, you were fucked from the start. Absolutely. There was no way that you weren't keeping him. I believed I wasn't. And I had a conversation with one of my best friends. And he said, I actually think that you can do this. I think that you can compartmentalize this. And you can enjoy a dog's company and then give him back to the foundation so he can get adopted. I really, really, really thought I could do that. No, this dog and I have connected. And I don't know if it's because his personality works well with mine. I have a pretty unpredictable schedule, a pretty unpredictable life, and that's not even due to the nature of my job, that's due to the nature of my personality. I like to do everything. I want to go to the mall. I want to go to the shooting range. I want to stay home. I want to pick up and take a trip and drive up the coast. I want to pretend to be a tour manager for a week, and then I want to go to a driving range. I don't know, what's something fabulous, because I've been giving a lot of activities, you know? And so I need a dog that's not afraid and is down for anything. This dog is down for anything. I also am very social. My social life is very important to me. I have friends that I'm going to visit, as well as friends that come over in and out of the house all the time. And seeing how good he was with my friends, and he met a couple of my friends' dogs, I thought, God, he's a good one. And I think he thought the same thing about me, if I'm, you know, not to brag. I think he knew before I did. He said, this is my home. This is my home. And I was in denial. This is my first puppy as an adult. This is my first pet as an adult. And one of my biggest red flags is I did not like my childhood dog growing up. And my mom is looking down on me from heaven right now saying, don't say that. That's really mean, Lexi. Keegan and I didn't connect. We just didn't. Keegan was my childhood dog. She was a Maltese. I literally can see my mom's heart breaking over me being like, stop that. Don't say that. Keegan didn't like toys. Keegan didn't like walks. Keegan really didn't like people. Keegan didn't really like being touched. She was a funny one. She really was. And that was my experience with having a dog at home. Whereas my aunts and uncles, my grandparents, they had pups and different experience. I really, really, really connected with my grandma's dog, Bentley. And that has been my dog best friend for the last 10 years. I don't even know if the Bentley's 10. She might be 9. Doesn't matter. But when I'm home, or she actually came out and visited me for Christmas a couple years ago with my grandma and my dad, she's the same thing. She can sit at a restaurant in her own chair. She's not going to go for the food. She doesn't care. And Spoon has been the same way. He sat on my lap at all time. He's been to, where else have you been, buddy? What restaurants have we been to? We've been to All Time a couple times. He's been to John and Vinny's for breakfast. He just sits. And anytime he complains, it's because he needs something. It's like, oh, he has to pee. Oh, he's thirsty. It's never him causing a nuisance for no reason. He's a practical man. And anytime he makes some sort of quote unquote mistake, it's because I was not paying attention. Another aspect of now having a dog is I put it off for so long because of the work, because of the responsibility. I did not realize how much I would like the work. I'm really enjoying getting him accustomed to his crate. I really am enjoying teaching him how to sit and how to walk on a leash, potty training him, rewarding him. All of this training has actually been fulfilling to me and quite exciting. I don't want to boast up Spoon's personality to be the best dog in the whole world, but his personality is so, so good to me. It's the best for me. And I just want to be able to provide him with the best possible life. For example, when I've been maybe overthinking things a little bit. I was eating breakfast. Guys, I had the biggest feast. I took a workout class this morning and I did push myself really hard in this workout class. I've been going to Training Mate and it was too early for me to give myself time to have breakfast. So I drank an energy drink and went, and after I showered, and I couldn't decide between breakfast or lunch, and so I had both. I had a full breakfast and full lunch. I made myself eggs. I had a bagel with cream cheese. I had my leftover pasta and broccolini. Fully had both my breakfast and my lunch together in one meal, so I'm stuffed right now. But it was a longer meal. You know, I'm already kind of a slow eater, but because I was eating at my normal pace and I had a lot more food, he's just sitting below me waiting to play. And I'm like, oh God, am I boring him? Is he not stimulated enough? Not that he was whining or barking or anything. Did I mention he's so quiet? The only time he's ever barked is if he's on a surface that he can't get down from and he needs help. Or one time he hit his head on the glass coffee table and he screamed. He screamed like a human. I was like, I didn't know dogs could do that. He was really like, ah! And he did that before he ever barked. I was like, oh, baby's first scream. So I have been overthinking some things a little bit. Also, my cousin came in town because I did a brand trip with Hyundai last week. I love Hyundai. They have treated me so well. Their cars are so fun and easy to drive, and they're so quiet. So I've become a fan of the team and a fan of the cars. And they sent me and a friend, and my cousin is like a sister to me and one of my best friends. They sent us to Sonoma, and we got to take race car driver's ed, is what I would call it. Oh, try again. He's still learning how to jump on the couch. I try to help him because apparently puppy bones aren't connected with their joints, allegedly. You can fact check that. I didn't care to because I figured, okay, I can just help him on the couch until he's good to go. Where's your bone? One sec. I think it's technically called the Hyundai driving experience, Hyundai, this was news to me, has a reputation in both the public driving world, but also the racing driving world. So they make cars for the day-to-day, as well as cars for the track. And this is an annual event they host. This is my first time ever being invited. I was invited as a content creator, but there are people that enter a lottery, people from car clubs that are just big Hyundai fans, that enter a lottery to go on this trip. And the last Hyundai trip I went on was so relaxing. You know, I was with my friend TK and we got a car and we got to spend the first half of the day going to whatever spot we wanted to in Santa Barbara and Los Olivos. We could go to a lavender farm. We could go to the beach. If you wanted to meet ostriches, you could. Or you could just drive around and take pictures. It did not matter. You got to do what you want. Then you met up for lunch. And then you got to have more time. And then you had a little activity and a dinner. It was a lot of that. You know, every day was free time, dinner, fun activity. Free time, meal, free time, fun activity, dinner. And that was the trip. So I was expecting something similar to that. Oh, no, no, no. We had an hour safety briefing, got up at 7 a.m. the next morning, met at the Sonoma Raceway. My cousin's like, hang on now. We have like a 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. day where we are doing drills. We are learning how to drift. We are learning how to speed. We are learning how to steer around sharp corners. We are learning how to change lanes at such a fast rate by this German driving team. So everyone got a different instructor, and Morgan, my cousin, and I were in the group with this man, Klaus Stickler, okay? You know, we're just here for fun. We're just here for the vibes. I'm just here because I love Hyundai. We're doing these drills. And he's talking to us over walkie-talkies because we're all in our respective cars. And that's the way that we communicate. And he's like, Morgan, you are here to learn. Do it. Morgan's like, am I here to learn? Or am I just being a good sport? He's like, you're supposed to go 40. That was 38. Or no, it wasn't even that. You're supposed to go 60. That was 58. Try again. There was another guy in our group that was hitting cones. And he said, if you're not going to listen to me, pull over. Get out of the car. So he was kicked out for a drill. It was very intense. It was very intense. And it was, oh my God, stressful. I'm also someone that leans a bit motion sick. So when we were doing the drifting, I was like, oh my God, I only have coffee in my stomach. It's so early. The sun hasn't even really risen yet. We are drifting. I am going to throw up. I'm so scared. And it's just the beginning of the day. By the end of the day, I was having a lot of fun. And I've noticed, even when I'm driving on the highway now, that some of these little tricks have come in handy. So that was fun. Morgan had a travel day from hell. I went to Burbank Airport, which if you live on the east side of Los Angeles, that's the hack. It's such an easy drive. LAX is a nightmare. Burbank's this teeny little airport, Bob Hope Airport, that looks like it has never been renovated. When you're there, it feels like you're in the 90s. You roll up, you can truly get there 30 minutes before your flight if you want. You just walk in, get to your gate. Security is so quick. So I drive my own car because I'm only going to be gone for a night or two. So I drive my own car, walk into the airport, get on my flight, get to San Francisco. Hyundai had given us rental cars at the airport. I drive to Sonoma, take a bath in the hotel, start vibing. Morgan ends up going to four different airports. She starts in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and then gets to Philadelphia. Then they're like, we actually can't get you on to a flight until tomorrow. She's like, I'm going on a trip that's effectively a day and a half long. I can't go tomorrow. I have to be there today. They're like, okay, no problem. We'll send you to DC. She gets to DC. Then she eventually gets to San Francisco. By this point, it's rush hour, and she is sitting in an Uber because I took the car for us. And she's sitting like 2.5 hours of traffic going through these windy roads, eventually has to ask the Uber to pull over so she can throw up, misses the safety briefing, gets sassed from the Germans, and then eventually gets back to her room and is like, okay, I guess I can, you know, chill out. Oh, no, we have to get up at 7 tomorrow. No biggie. So she was a really good sport about it. And then the drive back and the flight was easy. And then she hung out with me in LA for the weekend, just helping me get accustomed with Spoon. She has a dog of her own. She has a boxer. So Harper, her dog, is a little bit more work than Spoon will ever be. Just because Spoon, I got his DNA test. He's going to be a little guy. He's 45% Chihuahua, and then is a breakdown of miniature and toy poodle, Yorkie Terrier, Pomeranian, and Pekingese. So he's going to be little, but he's growing very fast. He's not giving runt of the litter. He gives big guy. And his, I hate to say this, I've only ever had girl dogs minus one family dog. His dick is huge. I'm like, what is going on? You are a little man. Where is this coming from? And he's not old enough to get fixed. But that's been a new experience for me. Boy dog things. But Morgan was helping me get accustomed. She's like, you're going to need a travel crate. Oh, because I didn't even say this. When we were in Sonoma, I told you, I was crying, weeping on the kitchen floor. Couldn't imagine not keeping him. Sent a letter to the adoption agency. Please let me keep him. They said, sure, you can apply. When I was in Sonoma, I got the approval. So then when we got back to Los Angeles, she's like, all right, let's get the things. Let's get the travel pouch. Let's get a sweater for when he goes home for the holidays, because the East Coast is already experiencing snow. And we were looking at dog toys. I let this little guy sniff any toy he wanted. Wouldn't you believe he picked out the same toy in two different sizes? I have this, it's a lamb or something. This one has a Santa hat. The other one has candy cane ears. Not that it's important to anyone. But I was like, Morgan, do I get him the big one or small one? She's like, oh, you get both. And Morgan's the type of girl that keeps me in line. She is a sister to me. She acts like a sister. I am the la-di-da-di-da. And she is the, like, get it together girl, you know? She gets to my house instantly, is like, let's do the laundry. She is a 26-year-old woman with the energy of a middle-aged soccer mom. It's crazy. But she would be the type to be like, no, you don't need both. Pick one. When I asked, which one do I get? She's like, you get both. It's like, they're the same toy. And she was like, no, they're not. One is small and one is big. You get them both. He's going to be very happy. So now he has toys that are the same, but at least he's consistent. I'm excited to see her. I've already started wrapping presents. Most of my shopping is done. Feeling pretty on top of things. And then as a thank you to you guys and a way to honor my mom, I'm actually running a holiday giveaway. I have a Patreon, a TikTok, an Instagram, and a YouTube bag. I've made 4 stockings, and they have everything from YSL lip products to milk makeup jelly blushes and bougie little multivitamin packs. And what else is in there? Different perfumes. I think someone gets a YSL perfume. There's Sulwhasoo, Kate Somerville, Mara Beauty. A ton of fun things divided into 4 different boxes, bags. And the giveaway is running until Friday. I'm going to select a winner. All you have to do to enter, you can enter as many times as you want. You can either go to the YouTube channel, Lexi Lombard. My TikTok's also Lexi Lombard. And then my Patreon, I'll have linked down below. You definitely have the best chance of winning on Patreon because it's the smallest pool of people. And then Instagram. And all you have to do is comment a favorite memory you have from the holidays with your mom or loved one. And it's really just a thank you. I was talking to my friend on the phone. She's like, okay, like, what's your overall goal with this giveaway? And I paused. She's like, is it followers? Is it engagement? And I was just kind of like, engagement. She's like, no, it's not. You know, you're just saying thank you. And I'm not trying to sound holier than thou. I swear to, now that I'm hearing myself say that, I want to cut this. That's not my point. Was I didn't need you to tag 3 friends, because truthfully, I don't want one of your random 3 friends to win this stocking. I want it to be a fan. I want it to be someone that likes the show, that likes the gram, that that cares, that would really enjoy this. I don't want it to go to some random person so I can gain more followers. That was my point. I'm like, I don't want to just randomly generate this winner. I want it to go to like four of the best. So that's on that. If you want to enter, I can link. I'll definitely have the Patreon in the show notes. I can link all four of them if you want. And that way you can have easy access to everything. And I'll post this podcast today so that you'll have at least two more days if you're listening to enter. That's all I have for updates on my end. I have Spoon cuddled up in my lap and I'm going to go onto my phone, look at Instagram, see what questions you guys asked. My Instagram handle is Lexi, L-E-X-I-E, just like the name of the podcast. So let's get into it. But first, a word from today's sponsors. Financial freedom is one of my biggest values and I hound it into you guys because it's so important to me and I want you all to have financial freedom. So I'm really excited to tell you about today's sponsor, Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Now, Acorns is helping you build your financial future in the background so you can just focus on holiday shopping, parties, travel, whatever. And you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with just spare money that you have right now. So that could be $5, even your spare change. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar and automatically invest your spare change for you. So when you grab that coffee in the morning on your way to work, that's investing. Head to acorns.com/Lexi, L-E-X-I-E, or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing in your future today. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Lexi. Okay, ladies, wedding season has expanded to the full year. Fall weddings, winter weddings, and if you're gearing up for a wedding, whether you're the bride, a bridesmaid, or a guest, Birdie Gray is about to be your new favorite because they have the most stylish, affordable dresses that are perfect for any vibe. Birdie Gray believes that everyone in a wedding should be able to look and feel great without breaking the bank. That's why all of their bridesmaids' dresses start at just $99, and each one is thoughtfully designed with the fabric, the fit, and the color in mind. If you go onto their website, you can pick the color that you want, and then they have every different silhouette. So if you like a more low cut, you want a high neck, you want it cinched at the waist, you want a more bodycon, there's a huge variety. And Birdie Gray is not just about bridesmaids' dresses. They have something for all bridal events, from engagement photos to the bachelorette and even the honeymoon. So if you have a special event coming up, I highly recommend going to www.birdiegray.com now. That's BirdieGrey.com. Find the bridesmaids' dresses perfect for you. Y'all already know what's up. The thing that we do not ever want to experience is the vicious week before our period when you start feeling like you could crawl out of your skin gets covered in pimples, mind you, the cravings, my God, could eat your own hand. But now it's easier than ever to manage PMS with Estro Control. Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. Estro Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormone health, especially in women who suffer from PMS. The way that Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't being processed well in the liver, women may start having PMS, spots on their skin, getting the cravings, feeling low and down all of a sudden. So Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves throughout the whole month, because PMS, it can rob a week of your life every month, and that's so not fair. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off. Just use the code Lexi, L-E-X-I-E, at checkout. That's Happy Mammoth, HappyMammoth.com, and use the code Lexi for 15% off today. Lydia said, I feel like I will never have a set career path. I keep changing my mind. Will I succeed? You don't have a career path? So what? Just because that's what most people have doesn't mean it's necessary, doesn't mean it's right. If you're on your own dime, do what you want. Obviously, I can see if your parents are funding this, they might be a little frustrated if you're constantly changing your college major or you start something and you can't stick with anything. But don't beat yourself up. In a lot of ways, it probably means that you're trying things and you haven't actually found what really aligns with you. And I believe that once you find what clicks, you will be able to commit to it. You can succeed and you will succeed. And even the fact that you're stressed about changing your mind, it means you're one step closer. You can be easier on yourself. This is funny. Linda said, how do you manage to not hate men? I need help. I do believe there's a chapter in every woman's life where she hates men. And it might be from romantic experiences, or it might not be. A lot of times my frustration from men comes from just men's behavior outside of anything romantic or relationship speaking. I've been quite lucky, those would argue, depending on my track history. I've been relatively lucky with my experiences romantically with men, but I will see men in my family or in my community, and I just want to knock some sense into them. They're so lost. They're so confused. They have ego issues up the wazoo. It's incredibly frustrating, but I also have a soft spot for men, and I do love men. And how to not hate them? Give yourself some space. If you're in a sensitive spot, yeah, take some time away. Hang out with the girlies. But there are also so many good dudes out there. For example, I remember she says as she forgets. Just not having very many guy friends in my recent years because I'm in a predominantly female industry and I went to a design school. So I'm really not around a large population of men the same way I was when I was growing up. And just recently going on a road trip with my friend where she was touring, her band was all guys. And it was so nice to just hang out with some guys. I haven't done that in so long. And little things like that, just hanging out with a good group of guys can restore your faith in the masculine. But don't worry, we all have that face. And sometimes we go in and out of it. Oh my God. Eat Millie's weird illustration. I answer questions from them all the time. Said, I just bought a Desus perfume simply because of how you described it. I had sniffed it before and didn't care until you described it like that. Okay, a Desus is a perfume by Aesop, and it feels like you're running barefoot through moss in a fairy wonderland. And I love the scent. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. But I don't think that that's my description. I think that's the description that Aesop provides. Aesop is all about these very experiential scents. You know, you have Maison Margiela Replica, where they're very on the nose. It's like, this is barbershop. This is by the garden. This is beach walk, you know? Aesop's are, you're in an urban wasteland after it rains. It's a little bit more niche, but I love both. And Adesis is my favorite scent right now. My second favorite is also by Aesop. And it smells like you're sitting under a plum tree as the sun starts to set and summer comes to an end. Ugly Bruna, funny username, asks about sex in a long-term relationship. Both our libidos are low and sometimes it feels wrong? I'll be the first to say I've not been in a long-term relationship in years, but sometimes sex is, from what I remember, being in a long-term relationship where you're having sex really regularly with the same person, on one hand, it can be the best because you understand each other so well and you're so comfortable with each other that anything's fair game. There's no embarrassment. There's no bashfulness around being intimate with each other. But then you get into a routine of life, and sometimes there's moments where sex sort of feels like brushing your teeth or taking a shower, where you're like, I should do it, it's good for me, it's good for us. Feels like a chore a little bit. I think that's inevitable, and as long as it doesn't feel like a signal of distance between you in a serious way, and it's just a little dry spell that you're both experiencing separately but together, I don't think it's anything to worry about. You can always do things to make it a little bit more playful, where the goal doesn't have to be dad, family. If anyone's listening to this that is shouldn't be listening to me talk about sex, please skip along. Listen to another episode. I'm just trying to help the girlies out right now. And you don't need to hear this from me. But there's tons of different ways to kick up the intimacy. I don't know. Well, now I'm feeling shy because I just brought my family into this. But why was my next thought? First, I was going to say tantric sex, where the goal is not even orgasm. And other romantic, you can do romantic things. You don't have to do sexual things. You could do romantic things if you're not feeling very sexual. That's kind of G-rated. I don't know why I just keep having this image of you and your person having a steamy makeout session in a hot tub. Know why that's where my head's at, where it's not even sex, it's just a little kiss, a little long kiss. It's super normal for it to feel quote unquote wrong sometimes because you're not into it, but it's nothing to worry about. But it's good to even be aware of it. Isabella asked, do I hook up with my ex? We split up 4 months ago. He's still into me. I'm over it, but still care about him. No, you don't need to hurt him like that. Imagine roles reversed. You guys split up 4 months ago. You're still into him. He's over it, but he still cares about you. If you're still into it and you're hooking up with him, that's going to mean something. And imagine if he's like, I'm over her, but you know, I still care about her, so I'll do it. No, let's be thoughtful. And let's maybe take the L so we can actually be caring towards the person we care about. Gabby asks, what's the next country you want to go to? I really want to go to Canada. I want to go skiing at Whistler. Aw. Someone said, beautiful person with the most soothing voice to give positive energy to your day. So that is all. I love you, Lexi. Thank you. Your podcast is my favorite treat. Thank you, Quinn. Thank you. Oh, it was a three-part, not a question, but thank you for your podcast. I've been truly listening since COVID times. And you're a truly beautiful person with the most soothing voice to give positive energy to your day. I like that in between these is Gabby asking, favorite vegetable? ? Thank you for the really, really sweet compliment. And then as for Gabby asking my favorite vegetable, I love broccolini. I grilled that up or roasted it in the oven last night. Just a little olive oil, salt and pepper. Yeah, that's my favorite right now. I mean, if we were at McCall's and they had the $10 sugar snap peas, those would be my favorite. But as of today, broccolini. I'm not sure how to pronounce your username, but how do I be fine with people not choosing me? I live with two girls and they make me feel so left out. I feel so unloved. I'm like, what is wrong with me? Those aren't your people. Your people are never going to make you feel left out and unloved. These are also your roommates. So yes, you live with them, but you do not have to spend time with them as friends. They don't sound like friends. I suggest you put yourself out there by self-honoring and whatever that looks like for you. So doing things that you want with your time and meeting people that you have similar interests to and find your people that will make you feel loved and make you feel chosen and make you feel secure in the relationship. There's nothing wrong with you. Those just aren't your people. The questions, are you keeping baby spoon? Yes! Yes! And he's asleep in the crook of my crotch. Oh my God. Nadia asked, the Lexi Lombard East Coast winter blueprint is? I don't know yet because I haven't gotten there. I haven't seen what winter on the East Coast in 2024 is, but here's my fantasy. My fantasy is Hyundai gives me a car to use while I'm home because my dad is a type A personality and I know it pains him when I borrow his car. I know he's, you know, that's my daughter. Of course I'll let you do it. But I know he's a type A and he's like, oh, my car's not here. So I would love to have my own wheels. I want to spend time in Middleburg. I love Middleburg, Virginia. I would love to have a house there one day with horses. It's one of my favorite places on earth. So I want to go to Old Town Middleburg, experience Christmas there. I wouldn't mind seeing Old Town Alexandria. I have a friend that's living there right now. I want to introduce her to Spoon. Spoon will, let's see, in 3 weeks, he'll be able to take walks. Right now, he's only allowed in private spaces because he's so little. Let me look at my calendar. One, two, ugh. Oh, wait. One, two. By the 22nd, he should be able to be going in walks. But I would love to have him walk through Old Town Alexandria on a leash. We're practicing leash work in the backyard, the back parking lot of my apartment. I don't have any plans to go to New York at the moment. Like, there's no ticket spot, but obviously winter in New York is great. I'm listening to Cher's memoir, and she has me wanting to replace everything in my closet and wear nothing but fabulous things. I also have a bag of clothes I need to sell, and I have no interest in doing that. That's a side note, a personal anecdote that is boring to you. But what is the East Coast winter blueprint? Being in the old towns, driving around the adorable Christmas lights, drinking hot chocolate, listening to Christmas music when you're in the car, and really tapping into the holiday cheer. That's what it's about. Claudia said, describe your dream apartment or house. There's a big outdoor space and there's a pool. There's a sauna. There's also some sort of area either covered outside or it's inside where it's just free space for me to be physically active. You know, I want like a room big enough in my space to be able to do cartwheels and stretch and handstands. I want that. I've always wanted that. I want there to be an easel that stays set up that I can have paints. Do I have that right now? No. Do I paint right now? No. But do I want that in my dream house? Yes. I want a ton of beautiful, warm light. I want a sunroom. But then I also want a living room that's dark and moody and has a fireplace. Okay? I need part of the house to have a ton of light. And I need my evening section of the house to not have much at all. And it's all candlelit, fireplace, books, dark colors. Spoon needs a place to run. I saw him run in a private backyard a couple weeks ago. It was everything. Okay? I've never seen a boy so happy. He needs that. I also love a pool, so I definitely want the pool, as I said. Books are everywhere. There's a closet that has a three-sided mirror, like you would in those fancy department stores. Yes. A gorgeous bathroom that has both a shower and a huge tub. Double sinks. The kitchen's comfortable enough for two people to be cooking in. And there's a little office space. And parking. And a guest room. And that's all for now. KWCTSU, do you have a favorite trinket? I have this Basquiat Ferris wheel that I got at Luna Luna. And I think it would be perfect in a nursery. So it simply is a trinket to me now, but I think a child would really enjoy it. So I love that. And then I also have this ceramic bowl of cherries. And the cherries are glass. And that's a family heirloom that I have. That was, I think it's been brought over from Germany where my mom's brother was born. And then I have this oriental blue china flower pot that was Lola's. And I love that. I love it. Those are my three favorite trinkets. Trinket feels like an injustice to all three of those. But I'm answering by the definition of something that doesn't serve a function besides beauty. That's a fun question, especially to ask when you're in someone's home. Pearl said, absolute boundaries equal lonely, no connection. No boundaries equal no sense of self and balance. I think in your definition of absolute boundaries, where you're lonely with no connections, feels like you're confusing boundaries for lack of compromise. For example, someone can disagree with you without breaking a boundary. You and someone can want different things, and that's not a violation of a boundary. I also believe that most people, and maybe this is an optimistic view, but I'm an optimist, I believe that most people want to connect. That's not even optimistic. I do believe that. Want to connect, and they want to be good to people, and they want people to be good to them. And if you put up too big of a fence that no one can get in, but for example, boundaries. If a friend of Tyra's or a friend of mine wants to stay in my room when I'm out of town, absolutely. Just wash the sheets. Just change the sheets before. That, there's still connection. There's still balance. But my qualification or my standard is, yeah, of course you can stay in my room. I just want to make sure that when I get back to it, there's clean sheets. Or of course you can borrow something. I just want it returned. No boundaries. It's like, yeah, let everyone walk all in your room, sleep in your bed, wear all your clothes, tatter them, don't return them. There is a middle ground. There is a middle ground. I think you're overthinking it. Lala Marcia. La Marcia. So fave thing about being a dog mom. Sleeping. He's such a little cuddler. And we're working on crate. So he slept in his crate one night. But I personally love sleeping with him. And he cuddles just in my armpit. So I'll just have my arm around him. And he spoons me, which is how he got his name. It's the best. It's the best part. It's so fun. I feel like I'm having a sleepover every single night. And you could argue that make sure your dog is sleeping in a crate. He'll know his crate. He understands his crate. He hangs out in his crate when I'm working on my laptop. He'll be okay. That's my personal favorite part. But also just getting to see him grow has been really, really fun. Oh, I wish you guys could see him right now. I really wish you could. Because he is in the fetal position. His arms are crossed. There's a video on TikTok. This is the video where I was sort of asking for help. Like, hey guys, I think my foster dog and I have bonded. He's in that position right now, just on my thigh. And I think he has a zit on his ear. It's been a whole new world. It really has been. And I'm loving it. And seeing him happy makes me so happy. And it's come as such a shock to me. I really did not expect this. And maybe, as I said, my friends knew from the start. They're like, she's not giving that dog back. But I didn't know that. And I'm inside of my body, so, and inside of my own head. So this is a shock to me. And it's been really fun. And I love that you guys are interested, because I hate to say it, I was definitely one of those people that someone would show me a photo of their dog and I'm like, ah, so cute, I don't care. Whereas I'll show him and you guys actually love to see, which makes me sharing this part of my life fun. Because I wouldn't want to do it if no one wants to see him. Like, I would just keep those photos and videos to myself. What do I do about his ears? It? He's like, Mom, please leave me alone. Stop touching it. There's still so much to learn. I have so much to learn. But I love this little guy and I'm having fun. And it's this new chapter of my life and I'm glad that you guys are here for it. Oh, his eyes are open now. Oh, but they're closed. Oh, he kills me. He kills me. Oh my God. And Morgan bought him a car seat, so now he rides in a car seat in the back, and there's something so cute about it, and he's been to Sephora, and I just love taking him everywhere, and he's having so much fun with it, and he loves everybody, and that just makes me happy. Like, I'm so glad that he is quiet but curious, so I can bring him around places, and he's not food motivated. So I can have him sit on my lap at a restaurant and he's not going to go for my bite. Okay, this was playing with fire because it could have been bad. But he was asleep on my lap and I was eating a Levain chocolate chip cookie and he doesn't care. Thankfully, it didn't fall straight into his mouth. But I can bring him to restaurants. I can bring him out to friends and he will say hi. He went to his first influencer event. He just gave hellos to everybody. It was so sweet. And he just stays in my arms. The only issue is because he's not able to leave my arms. If we're out for a long time, he doesn't know how to pee outside. But say, this is what I'm saying, where like any issue that he has is it's because of me. I'm like, that's because I decided to take him out somewhere too long. I don't know. It's a new chapter. I'm really enjoying it. And I can't wait to see what's in store.
There's definitely things that I'm scared about. And I'll get into that more on the Patreon. Just sort of where my head's at in the less cute spaces. So safe space for me to do that. If you're curious, I will have a link to the Patreon down below. If not, I hope you guys love this episode and I will talk to you next week. Thanks so much for listening. XOXO, Lexi.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.